Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I smell a three-day weekend.
That sounded nice. Kind of metal, that intro. What's up with you?
This is the dawning of the rest of our lives. I don't know. I just love when we start with, well, I love starting because there's Green Day every day.
Right.
It's fantastic. Right. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm all good. I have no complaints.
That's good. Well, that's the way to be, right?
You know, I guess I'll start with this. Michael Franti from Bali, like, made my day yesterday. And
It's
one of those things where... So he wrote this nice comment on a post you guys put up, the one with my daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading the thing, and I'm like, it's so nice that I actually went... My first thought was, am I dead? Did I die?
Is this like some a tribute kinda, to you?
I swear to God, I went, oh my God, I got to make sure I'm okay. I'm nervous. And then after that, I, of course, was like, wow, that's incredibly generous of him to say. So I guess my point is you could say something nice to someone without... You know, it costing you any money or being a thing.
And
nice
I read
is.
That and it was really sweet.
It made my day, and I was like, "Wow, that's very nice of him." I'm
going to read it. Michael Franti said this picture, and these are pictures of you. You're sitting in your broadcast studio where you are every day, and your daughter has clearly come in to bother
office,
you.
Office, you mean? But go on.
Whatever, sure.
Right.
While you're there, it's a broadcast studio.
Right.
So Michael Franti says, this picture sums up why I love, well, he says why I live Vinny.
But the I and the O, they'll get you every time.
They really will. He's a surfer. He's funny. He cares about people and the planet. He loves music. He's curious about the world. He's fallen and worked hard to get back on his feet. He's humble. He's a girl dad and a guy's guy, and he loves his family so much. What a blessing to have him on the air every day.
So I read that,
that is
and
so
I,
nice.
I, isn't that like...
It's so sweet. You're right. It's a tribute. It's like
I swear
what
to
you
I
hope
thought,
is on your tombstone.
I'm telling you, like, I went, oh, my God, that's what someone says when you're dead. I thought of that movie Heaven Can Wait where the guy doesn't even realize he's dead. I don't even remember that movie, really. But I just had that flash of, like, this is what people say when you're dead.
Yeah, it's really a tribute,
yeah.
If you will. This is just
the
a tribute.
Song.
Yep.
Sunshine.
That is, in fact, the sound of sunshine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wrote him a little note back, but I definitely felt like that's, boy, that, you can make someone's day today if you want.
You can. Just say something nice. You know, try saying something nice. It actually makes you feel good and the other person feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of a nice thing to be positive. Mm-hmm. The trolls should try it. Imagine if all this trolling turned into, like, loving. It would be,
right.
it would change the world. Do people actually feel better about themselves when they've written some nasty thing to someone?
I'm pretty sure they think it makes them seem smart.
Is that it? Because
And it also makes them seem cool because they're not, into it. Yeah. I don't know if that's
I think
it.
It's cool when people are into things. I think it's cool when they shut the F up about the things that they don't like and they heap praise on the things that they do.
Pretty nice. Anyway.
The old saying, nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I learned that from Bambi.
Bambi?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what a flower says?
If you don't have something nice to say,
don't say anything at all.
Yeah, you're right, Sarah.
Thank you. Hey, words to live by. It's like the second golden rule, you know?
Well, yeah, I can't speak to the trolls because I don't do that, but... You know, maybe a troll wants to have their say, although I bet it won't be good.
Yeah. Go ahead, trolls. Bring your best. See if you can overpower the positivity of Michael Franti.
Tell us why you need to be rotten all day, every day. I'm sure it's just, look, I've said this before. This is probably it. The easiest thing in the world is to tell someone why something sucks.
Yeah.
I could run sucks.com till the day I die. It's easy. To poke holes in everything that's ever been done. It's a lot harder to find something positive to say and to actually be brave and say it.
Yep.
And not worry about how it makes you look.
Incredibly sweet.
Sometimes there's a guy who's come off very brown nosing, Nicole. But other than that,
how'd you
in
know
general,
it was me?
What?
How'd you know it was me?
Well. We hear you every time Sarah says something, and you go, amen!
Oh,
yeah.
It's nice. I like it. I appreciate
whatever she said, I agree with.
Don't troll Nicole.
Ditto!
Well, it's true. Listen to you. You're trolling right now.
I know, we love each other.
We got a whole thing going on, me and the girl.
I know.
But she was right, so I had to confirm it.
I know that you did.
Well, yeah. Of course she was. She's always right, isn't she?
It was Flower and Bambi. It might have been Flower. It might have been Thumper, too. I think it might have been
Margaret
Thumper.
Margaret Atwood is the original quote.
Oh, Margaret Atwood's the one who said it?
Oh, I did not know that.
But Bambi, I'm sure, is the one.
Margaret Atwood, as in the woman who wrote The Handmaid's Tale and Oryx and Craig, some of my favorite books.
It's this Canadian poet. I'm not sure if she did write.
There you go. More wisdom from her. Watch out for The Handmaid's Tale coming your way.
She's 81.
Yeah, she's
been
an old lady.
For a minute.
You don't have something nice to say. Oh, and then there was some New York gossip columnist whose name is totally escaping me right now.
Abby?
She said,
is it Abby?
It's not Abby. No. It's, you know, one of those people who goes to all the parties and knows all the stuff. Anyway, her quote was, if you don't have something nice to say, come sit over by me.
Oh.
Adorable.
Very super. New York of her.
Yes. God, people will write and say who that was.
Damn it. Who the snotty
Cindy
person
Adams.
Was.
I think it's Cindy Adams.
All right.
I don't know. Famous New York socialite gossip columnist lady. Not that famous, I guess. Anyway, it was a beautiful day yesterday,
Alice
too.
Roosevelt Longworth.
Oh, said that? Oh, that's adorable.
Mm. Who is the daughter of Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh. Oh, wasn't even the columnist. Boy, I'm getting all the people. I said Thumper or Flower.
Well,
I'm
sure that's where you heard it first. That counts. That's fair.
It does count. Yeah, just like Bambi counts.
Yeah, Bambi totally counts.
Thank
you,
Margaret. Just like the toke on the head. I learned that from Ratatouille. I'm sure it was before that.
The toke? Yeah. Listen, and speaking of books, read Margaret Atwood's books. That woman knows how to scare the bejesus out of you. The things that there's three books in the Oryx and Crake series. And they are set in the not-too-distant future. And they seem like things that could really happen.
Are they more bleak than Handmaid's Tale?
They are bleak, but they're bleak in a really interesting way where we have brought about our own demise through genetically changing things to fix stuff. Like, we grow chicken breasts on plants.
Right.
They're able to, like, chicky knobs, which I always, whenever we're having chicky knobs at my house.
I'll try that.
Yeah, I would try that, right? You know, like lab-grown meat. All right, I'll do it. No animal has to die for that. But the problem is they keep making these animals and plants that are just, they wind up being terrible for the environment. In the end, and also all the drug companies are basically selling you things that are going to make you sick, and then they're going to sell you the cure, but never quite.
So she's the one who has everyone avoiding the vaccine. Good. Well, good for her.
Yeah, no, it's
everybody
bleak.
With their conspiracies.
Yep, exactly. Listen, bottom line is they don't want to cure cancer. They just want to treat it.
Right.
You know, if we cure that, then.
What book was that you're talking about? The one you're.
It's Oryx. Called Oryx. The first one is Oryx and Crake. And if you like the first one, then you can continue on. It's not going to be for everyone, but I love just crap like that. It makes me so scared. Oh, God, the world. Oh, God.
She's really
love that? I don't know. We do love that.
She is absolutely.
Even my 2-year-old would go, that's scary. Well, look away. Yeah. She doesn't look away.
But I'm right here with you. You're going to protect me, right? I'll be dreaming about this later. Yeah. You'll be coming in my room in the middle of the night.
Can Edie say scary? Because
yeah.
Cameron
well,
always.
Well, she says, you know, however.
Scary.
It's so funny the way Cameron is. Scary.
Yeah, that.
Exactly.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So scary.
Little kid talk is freaking adorable. It's so precious, you know. And then before you know it, they're a rotten teenager, and you know, having to listen to them tell you why you're wrong.
Mm. Well, it starts earlier than the teen years. That starts at 7.
They really sharpen that knife up, though. By the time they're, you know,
sure.
14, 15, you know nothing, my friend.
Yeah, well.
That should be fun. I certainly hope we're still on the air so I get to hear about it.
Oh, really? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not going to be good.
Well, listen, I hope we get... I mean, I'd like 10 more years.
Oh, I would too.
I would have never guessed it, you know, that I could be in my 50s and be like, yeah, 10 more years. You think you dry up and blow away in your 50s. You don't. Turns out you're pretty much the same, just older. Oh, life. That's so cruel. Anyway.
Right.
What did... Now, so Bryn and I tried to do a random hookup yesterday. We simply couldn't hook up. We missed each other by
this
about
is
an
wait
hour.
Now before you go on.
Yes,
you're glossing right. Random hookup on what? Where? What?
And everywhere.
Bryn, you answer that, please. I really don't know what's going on with this.
Sometimes it's on Instagram, sometimes it's on Facebook Live, and then what I'm starting to do is put it on a YouTube page, just because the ones that we can keep where Sarah doesn't flash a boob.
There are very few where I'm not flashing a boob, so I guess we won't. That'll be a very
one.
You there? See, there it is again. Where Nicole is getting her. Nicole was there for it with a dropped jaw, and here she is saying, "Oh, I missed that one because Sarah's the one who's acting like it never happened."
Because I had Spanx on.
Okay, sure.
It wasn't. I would never flash my boobs. It just wouldn't happen.
So you had Spanx on that have painted areolas and nipples
no.
there.
Did you see areola, Bryn?
I didn't, but I
in
saw
this
like
alleged
I saw,
boob flashing.
I saw under boob, but I saw your belly button. So that's like
I
enough for me
that.
To know that you kind of halfway flashed your boob, all right? It's all right, though. It's okay, Sarah.
Yeah, no. You don't need to fight this. You
I don't know why you're fighting
proud of yourself.
But what were you doing looking at my belly button when I was flashing my boobs at you?
Yeah,
you're such
that's
a liar.
What you do.
It
my
was
because
the square is like this big. It's on my screen, and so I saw the whole thing.
You didn't see
you know, it's
well,
right
what
there.
You saw was whatever the dent is in the Spanx that goes into my belly button. The thing is tight.
You know what? It's a pandemic. Why are you wearing Spanx at home? Seriously.
I was going out. Brief appearance. I was
of
leaving.
All the lies you tell, this is one of the worst ones,
oh
Sarah.
My God.
You're usually a really good actor.
You're not
there.
Even wearing
Nicole,
pants,
you
but
saw
you're
it.
Spanx.
I'm not even trying with this.
Good
come on.
God.
Please.
I
was
didn't
going.
See that at all.
Of course you didn't because it didn't happen. But thank
at
you
all?
For the backup.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
Surprise,
anyway,
Nicole backed you up. Okay.
Bryn and I, and Nicole often. We hang out on Zoom all the live long day. We just do. Like whenever his kid's asleep or he's got help and he's just working in a studio, if I come in and sit down and I'm going through emails or whatever, we're just on. And we talk to each other and we laugh our asses off. And he'll show me videos of stuff and we're just hanging. They're just random hookups that happen throughout the day. And we were like, we've said for a long time, actually, we should just go live with this.
Yeah, go live.
And then we started talking about it. We're like, why don't we do that? So we started doing that. I can't direct you to a distinct place where these can be found. Except
links are in our bio.
Yeah, there's links. We put links in all our bios for the YouTube page that has, you know, all, a series of letters and numbers after it. It's not like we can say go to, you know, YouTube.
Slash something because we're not able
right,
to
we're
that.
Not there. But apparently at some point we may be able to get that. But so, anyway.
Yeah, so Sarah hit me up while I was laying down with Cameron and I didn't get that call till later, or that text till later.
So he texts me once she falls asleep, and then by then I'm helping John make dinner. And by helping John make dinner, I mean John laid it, told me what to do, and then he and Riley left to go on their some hike they went on.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good for them.
He was like, you're not coming, right? Here, make dinner. Here's the timing. He set all the stuff up for me. And I'm like, I'll make it. And then when he walked in the door, dinner was on the table.
Wow. Nice.
It was an easy dinner. We had our corn burgers.
Corn burgers?
I've told you about these ones. They're just really good veggie burgers.
That sounds great.
They're super good. They do one it's sort of like a chicken patty, and if I didn't tell you, you'd be like, I'm eating a chicken patty.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I went to In-N-Out, so I had an actual burger.
Oh, you did go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, yesterday.
Bryn, did you tell Vinny the story that you tried to go?
It was at one of the random hookups. Actually, Nicole and I were on, and I was talking about going to In-N-Out. I think it was Tuesday night.
At 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Well, like, you know, that's what time normal people eat dinner, and Anita doesn't get off until 6:30, gets home at 7-ish, so I went to go get In-N-Out for the family because she wanted In-N-Out, and I'm like, hell yeah. So I get there, and and there's cars backwards out of the drive-thru area, and I'm like, oh, rats! What's going on? The guy's like, oh, somebody stalled in there, and it's probably going to be a while, so I have to call Anita and tell her, break the news, which was...
They stalled.
Yeah, somebody was stuck in the line. You know how many people were like probably just so disappointed?
Yeah.
So the following day, yesterday night, I went and got it. And the line was pretty much out of the parking lot. I think it's because of the previous day.
Everybody
who couldn't get the in and out got it.
Get a hankering, that's a thing.
Exactly.
So you wound up getting Popeye's chicken.
Oh, on Tuesday. Tuesday night. Yeah, that's right. Didn't update my folks. But, yeah, but it's funny because I got home yesterday and I was sitting there as we talk about these kids with the baby talk.
Yeah,
Cameron's like, "Daddy, you gonna eat your booger?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna eat my booger." So I'm trying to differentiate the word burger and booger with her, and it's so adorable because she's like, "Mommy, booger. Eat your booger." So I got that on tape. On tape.
Oh, good.
You know, like the good old days.
Sure, the good old days on your tape recorder. Mm-hmm. Hey,
get her a pair of Crocs and see what she does with that.
I think about that all the time. I don't want to go there.
It's not good.
You mean it's excellent?
It's frightening.
Oh, secretly, you're laughing your ass off.
I don't like it.
I want my Crocs.
No.
No W. I want to put on my Croc shoes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
She says frog funny.
Fog? Fog?
No, she doesn't have R, and then the G doesn't sound like a G. So
say it.
Frog without the R, and the G sounds more like a K.
Oh, that's frog.
And she runs around screaming it, because I catch frogs all the time in the backyard.
Oh. Frogs? You do? Mm-hmm. You mean toads?
No, frogs.
Green frogs?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're toads.
Where are they coming from?
I don't know.
Is there a creek right there?
Yeah, there's kind of a
I never
wet
see
little...
frogs.
Huh. Yeah, I have a damp area, so it's pretty,
you? Mm-hmm, wow.
Down there.
That's unfortunate.
So I'll pick up, like, plants and stuff and see if there's... Because I catch these things for Dong's kids. They have a little aquarium.
Oh, I thought... I was like, oh, my God. Don't eat those. I catch them.
Oh, my God, what?
I got you something.
Oh, yeah, they eat them live.
Yeah, okay.
No, they have like 15 frogs. It's crazy. And Dong's like mating crickets, breeding crickets
or something. To feed them?
Yeah, to feed them. And to sell to people. You know, people are eating crickets because it's like the highest source of protein.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't eat that, but Dong does that for his little critters or his
And then people found out he was breeding crickets and were like, I'll take a pound of those.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's actually really amazing. Like, he has multiple buckets and the babies and the adults that are, it's weird, but works out because he's always loved frogs, my brother.
He has?
Yeah.
Delicious. He's
like, no, not like that.
Oh, really?
God.
Why does he love frogs so much? I don't understand.
Loves like these reptiles, and he has a snake too. And
what kind of
lizard.
Snake?
A snake I caught.
Oh, just a random snake from your yard. Like a garter snake?
I think it's the garter snake and some other snake that it's so funny. So when I see them, I get into hunting mode. I'm like, Cameron, sit right there. Go find me a box or something. It's like an adventure for me and Cameron. And then we go and gift them to her cousins.
Oh, and they must be. Oh, here's a new reptile for your collection.
Yeah, they're so happy about it. Oh, and they have stuff to feed them. It all works out. It's one big,
And the snakes eat the crickets too?
No, the snakes eat salamanders, I think, and they catch those. So it's a whole thing. It keeps your kids busy, that's for sure.
Well, it's nature,
Yeah,
that's
It's
not looking at a
screen. The circle of life.
It's getting dirt under your fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Right. I'm feeding my garden.
We hunt roly-polies here. We're not nearly as advanced as you.
Yeah. Well, you'll get there, Vin.
I don't want to. No, thanks. I'm good. The old roly-poly. There's one on the counter the other day.
The roly-poly is fantastic.
And my daughter goes, I'm going to keep this here. And we're like, oh, God, why? And then we realize the thing's not moving. And then a day later, we're like, I think that this may not. And she goes, oh, no, it drowned. We put it in water, but I didn't know it would drown. I'm like, do they live in water? Have you seen them swim? How did it respond when you dropped it in? Like, why would
you think? It started writhing around. It seemed like it was swimming and having a good time.
Swimming. It was
poor
moving.
Bugs. I had to talk to her about it. Like, listen, we don't
torture
alone.
And kill
you don't
animals.
Need, yeah,
right.
You don't need to do that. Yeah, but it's... No. No.
That's how they learn, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's 6:06 in the morning, you guys. I think we're off to a good start. Enjoying this.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Let's take a quick break for a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back. Woohoo!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.